call a special March 8th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
I just push record.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer is excused. Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson is excused.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address for the record. Mr. Solansky, I already wished you a good evening, but I will again.
Thank you. Scott Solansky, can you hear me?
I don't think it's on. Joel?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Scott Solansky, 8565 South 68th Street, Franklin, Wisconsin. February 5th, I sent an email to the council. One of the questions was, what's the financial penalty will be imposed if remediation is not performed properly by the developer? Then I get a response on February 28th. I attended the Environmental Committee and regarding my concerns about the remediation of the county/Franklin landfill. I did that because it said that commission makes recommendations regarding environmental issues of concern to the city. They didn't know what was going on. So then I sent another email to the council on March 1st, and I said, what's the protocol to inform the fire department and the nearby residents of Franklin and Village of Greendale if while they're drilling and boring they hit unmarked pockets of methane? And again, I got no answer. So since we're all here, except for one, so who is going to answer some of these emails that I sent?
Was I included, Scott?
Everybody was included.
Well, I'll answer the last one first. There is a safety plan in place with notifications for the area should some any construction action.
So how do I get a copy of that safety plan, Mayor?
It's a part of the construction contract. You have to ask Zimmerman's group.
So there's nobody in the city I could ask?
We don't have it yet.
So the city doesn't know what the protocol is?
Are we going to play this game again? I said we don't have it yet.
Oh.
Let's not go there, okay, Scott?
I'm trying to get an answer, just very, very simple.
I understand. Okay?
So I sent two emails, didn't get any answer. So I'm trying to find out what's going on. Okay, now, let me make another suggestion. Is there anybody within the city who has environmental engineering qualifications that could monitor what's going on during the construction to make sure that the remediation is done the way it should be done since the city is paying for it?
This is the same answer I give you every time you ask an environmental question. That's the responsibility of the Department of Natural Resources. City does not have the expertise to do that. The DNR does, and they're doing it.
Okay, because they said they will only do it when it's completed. They'll check up on it, not during the process. I'm just saying while it's being done.
But Scott, understand.
Well, someone for the city
will be responsible. You guys call somebody at the DNR, and somebody at the DNR says something. I don't know who those people are. All I know is what we're told.
It really sounds as though we're just pushing fingers. This is a $7 million, $6 million remediation, all right? I would think that as far as environmental stuff goes, it'd be crystal clear who does what and who we can contact if there's an issue. It's a simple question, Mayor.
Gerald DeMars, Department of Natural Resources.
I'll tell Jerry again because he said it's your problem. Then the last thing is that on two different occasions, I asked to get a copy of the developer's agreement. And I still have not gotten a copy of the developer's agreement.
It's been signed, but there are a couple portions of it, Mr. City Attorney.
I understood that the mayor's assistant economic developer, development director, Nick Fuchs, sent you a copy of the then status. It was signed, but the exhibits weren't completed 2 weeks ago or something.
I'm waiting to get the finalized version.
Today there was a hand delivery of a closing book with all the original documents, which was provided by Quarles and Brady attorney Joe Buck. And my day started at 5:20 a.m. and hasn't stopped. And so when the copy was delivered to me in the box, I did not even get around to opening it yet, but I probably will tomorrow after filings with the Public Service Commission on an unrelated matter, which are due at 1:30. So should be, I thought it already went to you two weeks ago.
I'm just trying to say, when can I get a copy? And you're saying maybe Wednesday, next week sometime?
At the latest is my guess.
Next week. Should I contact you to follow up, or do I contact Nick to follow up, or do I contact the clerk to follow up?
You can call me.
Okay. I'll wait till next week.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else? Anyone else wish to speak? Okay. Seeing no one else rise, I'll close the public hearing, public citizen comment period. We move on to item C, an ordinance to amend 50-3.0442 of the UDO.
Yeah. So move.
Wait a minute. Hey, Scott, you want to hear about this stuff? Okay. This is amazing. Ordinance to amend section 15-3.0442 of the Unified Development Ordinance to revise the district as it pertains to certain site preparation work in the following manner. Clarify the only land disturbance activities within the MMSD sewage district landfill gas pipeline easement require prior MMSD approval pursuant to condition 8 in the PDD district number 37, ordinance 2016-2212, to allow for general site clearing and grading to occur prior to the establishment of any new roadway bond for the portion of any roadway located in a landfill pursuant to condition number 13 in PDD 37, ordinance 2016-2212, and to allow general site clearing and grading, to occur prior to approval of a comprehensive stormwater management plan, which must be approved prior to issuance of any building permits pursuant to condition number 25 in plan development district number 37, ordinance 2016-2212, at 7900 West Ridge, Crystal Ridge Drive for Zimmar Properties, LLC, the applicant. Zimmar Properties and Wisconsin Department of Transportation property owners. Mr. Deagle.
Briefly again, the applicant has already received approval for land disturbing activities, but only associated with utilities. They still have to get whatever the other permits they need. They still need to get fill soils disturbing permit from engineering. They still need stormwater approval from engineering. They still need DNR stormwater approval. But they did get that one approval from the council a month ago to start moving dirt for those utilities. The applicant has indicated that they're going to have a crew out to do that shortly. While they're out there, they wanted to take advantage of that, those group of guys, and do more than just that clearing associated with the utilities. Because that approval was just within the easements, just within the right-of-ways, that kind of stuff. They would like to start clearing and a little bit of grading and stockpiling of soil for the entire site. So they need these three more changes of original conditions from the original PDD. They need these changes so they can start moving that dirt. They still have to get DNR approval, stormwater approval. They still need city stormwater approval, and they still need city land soil and land disturbing permit approval. But once they get those, they would be able to clear and then move the dirt around, not build any buildings. So staff is recommending approval. In the packet, I just wanted to mention that there were some changes to the wording. They proposed the wording to those changes. I proposed some additional changes. That's what's in the ordinance.
In addition, we had a condition that said you couldn't pull a building permit until MMSD approved the plan to move the low-pressure methane pipeline that's on the state property that they're not developing on for at least another year. So that would, you know... So this makes sense of things that were good intentioned, but hopefully that all went well.
It was my understanding that we had hired Grafe for oversight. Our engineering department had requested that.
I got to trust you. They did the stormwater review, but...
Right, but I thought that we also had them for on-site looking at this. And then as far as our insurance...
But they're not doing environmental.
No. As far as liability, it's their property, it's the county, it's they're doing the work, correct?
They being who?
The developer is doing the work. It's not the city work. It's not the city property.
We don't own any piece of any property on this land.
I know. And I'm making, right, and I'm making sure that that's clear, because when we're talking about liability, if a developer hits something, it's developer hitting, just like when road projects are done. And I'm trying to make that point, I
guess.
I
got it.
Okay. Well, and then, Your Honor, I believe that the insurance policy between the developer and the county has been signed. It's a 10-year, I believe, $10 million policy. I think it's the premium is $130,000+, split 50-50 between the city and, I mean, between the county and the developer. I believe it's $10 million, but, yeah. So I think it's 10 years, $10 million. The worst, it's 5, but I think it's 10, and that's been signed off on already.
And after about 52 emails, we are additional insurance. After about 52 emails.
Sure. I'll make a motion to approve the what's in the council packet on page 2, which is, I think, Joel, is that staff's word language?
Yes.
That's what I'm making a motion to adopt.
Second.
Before we vote on that, this was before the Plan Commission earlier tonight, and it received unanimous support.
Thank you for letting us know.
Any other? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion passes. 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.